You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
If you're looking for a tight end, I think Hunter Henry is somebody you got to pick up. He had 85% route participation through 2 weeks, which is great. This is one of those things where, like, Hunter Henry always has the route participation, then he goes up and down, and, like, you know, he's so unreliable. Week one didn't do anything. Week two, only one target to wide receivers, and then everything else was the tight ends. Like, who knows what's going to happen in week three? But yeah. If you're desperate at the running at the tight end position, you can't go wrong with somebody who just had an 8-catch, 109-yard performance on 12 targets. Okay, just pick him up, throw him in there, hope for the best, right? Like, it is what you got to deal with the variance. It is what it is. Who else are you going to pick up, right, at the tight end position? Go pick up Hunter Henry. Let me ask you a question, man. You know, you got, you know, this week you had Kyle Pitts up really high in your rankings. Are you like, are you gonna just rank Hunter Henry like in your tight end, in your top like 9-10 tight ends this week? Because it's been looking pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to take a closer look and see who's playing, who's not playing this week. But there's the fact that we're even mentioning him in that conversation tells you what you need to know about Hunter Henry and just the way that the tight end landscape is right now. I think Hunter Henry could sneak in, because this is the thing. We've seen this with Hunter Henry the entire time he's been with the Patriots. He comes and goes. But when he has good games, it's like a stretch or two. It's either touchdowns, which it was last year. You remember those two games? I think it started with the one Thursday night game against the Steelers. He had 3 touchdowns in 2 games. And then he was also had 2 touchdowns in 2 games to open the season last year. He was a tight end 1 through 2 weeks, but then he just kind of fades. And that's the nature of the Patriots offense. Now he's getting it done with targets because they really don't have anybody at wide receiver, and they haven't had anybody at wide receiver in a really long time, at least right now. I'm not saying Jalen Polk can't pan out, but when they're using Hunter Henry in the passing game, and that's pretty much it, they have Ramondre Stevenson too. They're using everybody but the receivers in the passing game. You can't ignore Hunter Henry. And like you said, the fact that a lot of people are desperate at tight end is going to make him an even more attractive waiver wire target this week.